This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Alex Jones, Millie Weaver, our great reporters here. And you know what? This type of stuff gets to me. I mean, when I start actually flipping out on air, it's because attacks on our youth, attacks on our innocence, when they're so overt, make me physically sick. And to know how the media is going to spin it, how they're going to hide behind stuff, makes it even matter. You know, Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz cut out of the report. People touching children inappropriately. And I think you should give it to the police department. No, you got to take the gloves off. And, you know, I just, that's what we're getting into. So recap what we were just covering, kind of put some bookends on this. I got some of the report earlier. We showed some of it. I've got an AP report we could get to, which showed the gateway to this. You know, where, oh, you're going to be a drag queen. Here's how you're a drag queen. Shake your butt. Again, it's all sexualization of children. It's manipulating them. It's introducing them at a young age to a lifestyle that parents should be able to choose. You know, the argument here is parents were taking their kids to this, and some of them were useful idiots. But, I mean, just the images of I mean, how did you handle it when you saw men with nothing on, naked but glitter on their genitals to, with little boys dressed as girls?
It was disturbing. It was disturbing. I felt sick to my stomach as I'm watching this. And at the same time, I can't help but fear the backlash from the liberal community, LGBT community of, oh, you're hateful. You're hateful. No, this is nothing to do with being against homosexuality.
But see how that gives those folks the moral high ground to dictate to all the gays and lesbians what their politics are, to now we've got men with glitter genitals with small children? In public? I mean, what the hell is this? If cops busted in a door and there was a guy like this with a kid, you'd go to jail.
Yeah.
But it's hiding in plain view, so it's like, okay.
And they want to make you feel like you're doing something wrong by criticizing their community, when in reality the criticism here is that this is inappropriate and mature content that children should not be being exposed to.
And then it keeps expanding. The community? I mean, does the community include NAMBLA?
I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there were NAMBLA members there. I mean, you had a lot of dudes who looked very kind of turned on watching these drag queens, these men dressed in drag, and then they're watching children as well. And so it was just a really creepy vibe, the entire thing. And kids are watching these little micro sexual encounters between the adult men and the drag queens, and they're giving them money, and then the kid comes up there and they're getting money from these same men. They're getting money from the same people in the audience. And it's almost like it's grooming kids to become strippers. I mean, that's what I thought when I was watching.
Well, yeah, imagine if people took their kids to a heterosexual event and had them handing money to hot women. It'd be like, dude, this is creepy, man.
Women,
what are you doing?
Women dancing around provocatively.
With tape on their
boobs, and then you have children dancing alongside them, you know, following up their act, and they're still.
But this is nothing what you're showing. I mean, there's men hanging upside down with kids giving them money, men on the ground shaking their butts in children's faces. I mean, this is just bizarre.
Well, some of the part that you're seeing here is the explicit language, the bad language that they're talking about and announcing one of the people here.
Well, that's why I decided not to play this on radio, because I'd reviewed it this morning, but then it clicked. Some of these words I think are FCC violations, plus just. I just can't air this. I just can't even air this.
No, I didn't know what to do after we got this. I'm like, what?
And imagine, they'll probably ban these videos on Facebook and YouTube later once we post them, saying it's inappropriate. Well, then how the hell do you got four-year-old kids there?
Exactly. If it's not appropriate for the radio, how is it appropriate for children? We have little children there. I think I saw a kid around 3 years old dressed in a princess outfit, which you can tell the child was a boy. But I mean,
and this is the parents doing it to him, as Camille Paglia said, a liberal lesbian who is not a child abuser. I totally get Camille Paglia liking women. If I was a woman, I probably would. I'm a libertarian. The point is, I'd not leave kids alone, man.
Leave them out of it. Leave them out of it. It's too much, too soon. Who knows the ramifications?
And then a boy dressed as a girl being worshipped by a bunch of pot-bellied guys?
Yes.
I mean, wow, this is not good. Hey, Millie Weaver, great job. Gavin Wentz, great job. Let's look at that other footage and get that to the police department. By the way, they've now accused Matt Drudge of being a Russian agent. When we come back, so for being associated with InfoWars.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We have seen the Clintons and Robert Mueller and Tony Podesta and John Podesta, who just had to shut down their lobbying firm this week. We have seen them openly saying that Rand Paul is a Russian agent on the Senate floor, John McCain, or Tucker Carlson has had the congressman on the say, you're a Russian agent. You're getting paid, aren't you? And we've seen them say it about yours truly, Matt Drudge, everybody. It is just crazy. But here is a big story out of the Washington Post by Philip Bump that I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the hour. Washington Post accuses Drudge of Russian collusion for linking to InfoWars. Left-wing paper suggests Matt Drudge, a Russian agent. They didn't play semantical games and say that I'm a plagiarist for posting part of RT articles and linking to them. Well, yeah, I also post full articles from Voice of America. Doesn't mean I work for the CIA. I also republished all those WikiLeaks last week from the CIA. Did that mean I did all the hacking or I support the CIA? It's like these semantical games. Jones posted quotes from Hitler. I actually wrote this last year. Does he support Hitler? Okay, they're waging war on communication. They're creating more than a hysteria. It's like a, what's the word for it, where you're afraid to walk under ladders? Superstition. Like, it's like an idiocracy. They go, wow, this one can read. What kind of weirdo is he? Not sure. Well, that's your name? Not sure? No, I'm not sure. Oh, not sure? Okay, not sure. And then they report, like, our investigative team found he linked to InfoWars hundreds of times, and he linked to RT, and then he leaked 5,000 times to the New York Times, which, if I was Drudge, I'd stop even doing that. I mean, he links to them, gives them half their traffic, literally, Washington Post, New York Times, half their traffic's from Drudge some weeks. I know ours is, too. I mean, Drudge is like the king daddy, biggest website in the world, number two in the world, technically, but biggest news site. And then they sit there and attack him for linking to Russian news. Yeah, if Russia has footage of a plane blowing up or a Putin speech, you bet that's news. And then they double link and go, oh, and then he links to Alex Jones. Don't link to him. Well, thanks for the gift, because I know. Oh, but now they're starting to complain that he's stopped linking to them as much. But if you look, he links to them way more than he links to us. This is the scum trying to bully Drudge to link more to them, even though it's 10 to 1, 20 to 1, depending on the newspaper, or they'll say he's a Russian when they're the ones, the Democrats, caught working with the Russians, and they're the ones with a huge history of it, and they're the ones with the Podesta group closing because of it. And Drudge points out that on average he gives them 37% of their traffic. I was saying half their traffic sometimes because I've seen those numbers. But yeah, 37%. Literally giving them hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising revenue, and they want to shut him down. And then he links to us a lot less. And they're like, hey, we're going to call you a Russian agent and try and have a federal elections commission and a federal trade commission investigation criminally to shut you down. You talk about crapping on somebody. You talk about rubbing it in. You talk about telling people what they can and can't link to. And what do they point to that they've linked to here? That WikiLeaks server was under attack and a press release by Julian Assange. And then that's the proof in the article because Julian Assange is a Russian agent, just like Rand Paul, just like I am. Of course, it's not true. So this is just incredible. Gavin McGinnis joins us, syndicated radio and TV host, former founder of Vice, you name it. I want to get into this, get into political correctness. I want to keep you for longer than 30 minutes if you can do it. No, I'm coming on your show in a few days. But just, it's going into overdrive, the desperation with this Russia crap. And I used to laugh at it, but man, I'm not laughing anymore. They have intelligence committee hearings, House committee hearings, and they say, Jones is a Russian agent. No proof, no judge, no indictment, no FBI at my office. Just total lies, like saying I'm a Easter bunny from Pluto. And they go, well, don't worry, we censored him at lunch. And it's just like, it's bizarre. It's not like even a movie. It's really happening. You've been censored a lot. You were basically banned from being a comedian because of this. And they're just eating their own, but they never know when to quit. They're just getting crazy. Gavin McGinnis, what do you think's going on here?
Well, we're seeing a progression of lunacy. I mean, over the past year, it started with fake news, and then I stopped saying that because it wasn't just fake, it was deranged. So I called it mentally ill news, and now it's crazy ex-girlfriend news, where she goes, I know you were with that Russian chick. And you go, what are you talking about? I just went out for beers with Matt. Yeah, Matt was talking to someone else, talking to Alex, and Alex was talking to that Russian chick. So you're with her now, and you go, wow, you're deluded, lady. Please stop coming to my work. Please stop screaming at me about people you think I was with. Meanwhile, by the way, she's in bed with a Russian. Like, for all this scrutiny the left demands, you turn the tables to them, and you point the mirror at them, and we find out, she's
on Craigslist setting up Russian gangbangs.
We've got Russians setting up ads on Facebook. We've got lies about the Trump prostitute dossier. So every time they get just a taste of what they put us through, they're exposed for the perverts and the colluders and the election riggers that they are.
They got a lot of nerve, though, calling Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson Russian agents just because they disagree with them. I mean, where do you see all this going? You're right. They've reached crazy ex-girlfriend level.
They really have. The New York Post did a feature today about a threesome I had in 1994, saying that we're bragging about sexual encounters. Yeah, sorry, I got laid when I was 24. I'm 47 now.
Oh, the same thing. They're digging through everything in the world just looking for somebody to tell lies, and it's all like, Jones had a lot of girlfriends. I mean, it's like, what do they got? Nothing.
Sorry. Steven Seagal was in the news today. In 1991, he asked a woman to sit on his face. Oh, my God. Stop the presses.
So where does it go? I mean, because I asked you a year ago, I said, have we reached peak insanity? You said no. So when do we reach it?
That's a great question, because I thought we were going through the normal stages of, what do you call it, death, despair, where it's denial, and then it's depression, and then it's anger, and it's acceptance. I forget the exact degrees. But we started out with those, but we didn't go to the next one. They just kept going on the crazy one, and it's gotten crazier and crazier. They're getting people fired. They're making up lies. I think the way it ends is riots. It really has to end there, because there's no rationale here. They refuse to talk to you. They refuse to, they hate free speech. They don't want to give Nazis a platform, and a Nazi is anyone that likes Trump. So you go, well, I can't ration with you. You're out of your goddamn mind. I don't know what to do here. There is no
By the way, Nazis are making a comeback, not in the real world. All over Austin, I see Nazi symbols with X's through them, with people driving around in their cars like they're secretly Nazis. Meanwhile, it's a real-life Nazi collaborator that's their main financier.
George Soros, the guy who turned in Jews. And by the way, Ezra Levant has been in court ever since he wrote a 600-word article that basically just quoted George Soros from his books and said, this guy worked with the Nazis. And these useful idiots on the left, Soros just feeds them garbage and they go, yeah, that's it. We want to destroy society. We want to destroy families. We want kids to be little gay transsexuals. We want all women to stop breeding. They have 20-year-olds tying up their ovaries. They got men getting vasectomies and then having parties. They're castrating men and then the men are celebrating. That's how brainwashed these globalists are. Then we bring in refugees that want to sabotage the country. And AJ Plus, which is from Qatar, a Muslim country, is sending in propaganda here with AJ Plus, and everyone is gobbling up going, oh, the problem is Nazis. The problem is domestic terrorists. Just gobbling up these lies. It's amazing how gullible we are.
Gavin McGinnis is our guest. We're going to come back into whatever subject he wants. I got a ton to cover, but he brought up trying to sexualize children. We got footage this weekend. That's up on Infowars.com. It's the most shocking I've ever seen, period, of a drag queen festival. But it wasn't really that. It was little kids with guys on stripper poles handing men money and tucking money into their waistbands and men naked posing with children. I'm not kidding. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Gavin McGinnis with the popular TV/radio show on CRTV, Conservative View Television. You probably see the ads all over Drudge and all over the internet. Has a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners, very excited about the expansion of what he's doing, because those of us that have held on this long and had this much success are a rare breed, and that's why I just appreciate everybody that's taking action and standing up for the truth, because we are in the fight of our lives. You were really boiling it down in a very eloquent way during the break. Will you repeat that, Gavin McGinnis, for us?
Well, first of all, this is all about power. With the left, the reason that their message contradicts itself, and they say we're feminists, and then they have Linda Sarsour running the Women's March. She wants women to be second-class citizen, but she's the head of the march. Or they say they love free speech at DePaul, yet they have Rasma O'Day, who was doing a fundraiser after killing two Israelis, yet they won't let me speak. So their message keeps contradicting itself, and that's because it's not about the message, it's about power. That's why they don't want to debate you or me or Paul Joseph Watson or Mark Dice or any of the adpocalypse people like Lauren Southern. They want to shut us down. They want to control the narrative. They want power. They don't care about the message. That's also why they invite all these jihadists in who are saboteurs. They know the jihadists are homophobes and sexists, but they go, at least like little gremlins, you'll get in and destroy my enemy, and then I can hold all the power. I can dominate. But here's what they don't get. We've been going through this crap for decades and decades. I've survived Vice. I've survived political correctness. I've survived having my ad agency shut down. And all it's done is made us stronger. We're like Spartans now. It's sort of like, I don't know if you ever had a little brother, but I used to bully my little brother all the time, just punch him in the arm and give him a Charlie horse. I didn't realize I was accidentally training a ninja. And by the time he was 16, he could beat the crap out of me. And now, when we play this game, when we play pool, if you sink the white ball, you get to punch the other guy. When he punches me, it feels like I've been hit by a car. Like I've turned him into a monster. And that's what they've done with us. They cannot shut us down. We are no longer a worthy adversary. We are superior to them. This is like,
and it's because our audience knows what we've been through. They've been through it. They understand we are literally one, and we're winning, and people are committed behind us, spreading the word financially, and that's what absolutely enrages the globalists. You were talking about what happened with one of your colleagues, how as soon as he had targeted Soros, all these little lawsuits came from leftists. It's the exact same thing happened to us. We've been told, leave Soros alone, leave the Muslims alone, it's going to stop. Hey, come on, let's go. I'm not backing off. I'm not shutting up ever, because that'd be like dying. I'm never giving up. I'm never getting in, especially when we're starting to win so hard, starting to win and just a total victory.
I'll fight to the death. They don't understand. All the people who were sort of on the fence, they booted those wimps out long ago. How does the poem go? The brave lack all conviction, yet the weak are full of passionate intensity, or the wrong are full of passionate intensity. All the sort of people who weren't sure about what they were doing are long gone. It's sort of like the Scots after 7 years of war with the English. The only ones that are left love conflict, love war. We enjoy all this. Like when we're on Right Wing Watch or Media Matters, that's a compliment to us. Don't you understand? The people scared of you are long gone. You only have the Spartans left, and our swords are unsheathed.
Well, what it comes down to is you're so committed, you've gone through so much, and you know how bad the enemy is, and you know you're on the right track, and you know you're not going to turn your children's future over to them. It's just an empowering feeling beyond hatred. It's love. It's love of our children, love of justice. We are just committed, and they can feel it.
And children are a great, I'm glad you spent so much time talking about this drag show in Austin, because the children are a focal point here. Maybe because we have kids and we know what a future means and we're concerned about grandchildren. Unlike Merkel, we have skin in the game. But these people, these childless hordes, they don't understand what children are like. And they sit there saying they're sexual. Kids, a 10-year-old doesn't ask you about tits, okay? Sex isn't on their radar in any way. If you're watching a movie and there's a weird romantic scene, they just sort of go, bleh. They don't go, hey, Dad, what's going on over there? But the way they sexualize these kids makes it clear to me that they don't have kids, they don't know kids, and that's really was the plan of the globalists. Let's make these people childless, and then we can start sabotaging children, and we can start normalizing pedophilia and normalizing trans children. They're worse than saboteurs. They're like a virus. They're like a cultural plague.
And by the way, even Camille Paglia, that is a real liberal and a lesbian, she says trying to sexualize kids and tell them they're another gender when they're 5 years old is serious abuse. It is.
Yes, and they give them hormone blockers. And when you give a kid hormone blockers, by the way, you don't just stop them from having pubes. You make that girl infertile for the rest of her life. And I imagine that you can't get a tattoo till you're 18.
And listen, they're dressing little boys. They're not trying to make girls pick up guns and be the army men like every Hollywood movie admits they're pushing.
Right.
Now it's they brought their little boys, 3, 4, 5 years old, in princess outfits to put them in front of TV cameras. They're like, yeah, film. Put it on the Internet. Let's do it.
Well, you know what it is, too. It's weak white people who are ashamed of being white, and they want some sort of culture. So they go, it's not okay to be white. You're terrible. You did slavery. You killed the Indians. Your life sucks. You're a loser. And these wimps go, well, how can I get out of this mess? Well, be gay. And I'm not gay. Well, be a race. I'm not a race. What if my kid's gay? What if I have a trans kid? Okay, then you're off the hook, and you're in the in crowd. Yay! Here, Timmy, put on a dress. I've seen them do it to kids as young as 1 and 2. 2-year-olds can barely talk, and now you know that kid's a girl? You're a sick pig.
Can you imagine how those children are going to rebel against that type of crap?
In a way, they're starting an army for us. You're not going to get a more conservative kid than a boy who was adopted by 2 lesbians and keeps getting hammered about how he's a girl his whole life. He's going to be the head of the military. You're making a new mad dog right there.
A couple of weeks ago, my wife had some family in town. They went out to this horse riding place, and it was a lesbian that ran it. And again, we're not against her. She likes women. Okay, whatever. I want to get that up front. They always say, oh, you just hate me. No.
Yeah.
She literally was bossing everyone around and then hitting on my wife's niece, who's like 18, openly and bossing the women around. It was her women family that came. And then she had like a son that was like a slave that she yelled at, who ran around hunchback. And then she would brag about how she had her son under her control. And she was just having kids to have slaves. And it's like, you realize there's not just oppressors that come as heterosexuals. And a lot of the so-called lesbians, man, they are like running the women.
Oh, they have a brutal domestic abuse problem within their own community, because what these butch dykes do is they want to be men, but they end up being a caricature of men, sort of like a 1950s guy. So they'll have like a pompadour and sideburns, a little thin mustache and a wife beater. And they'll come home and go, hey, where's my lunch, bitch? Psh, yeah, I'm a dude. I like to fix cars.
By the way, I was playing pool one time with Shane Steiner and his wife, that's a beauty queen, and our kids. And we're playing pool by the bowling alley in the video games. And there were actually little, like, 100-pound lesbians with duck's ass haircuts. It was actually real stylish. Cigarettes, white T-shirts. And they walked over and said, she's ours. And we started laughing, and they wanted to fight. Shane Steiner can literally bench press 400 pounds like 50 times. Okay.
That's the problem with the left. They want to be us. We go, if you're us, you're going to get knocked out.
But the guy who does jiu-jitsu 3 hours a day with Tim Kennedy is like, they're like starting fights with a guy that'll tear your arms out of your sockets.
That's the left in a nutshell.
Literally, chicks in 50s outfits coming over trying to muscle his wife. I'm like, dude, no dude would ever do that. Plus, Steiner, look.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Front lines of the information war. It's Gavin McInnes.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil. Right.
By the way, when I see the Duck Dynasty guy and I see Gavin McInnes and I see all these other big people with Levine, who I don't agree with him on everything, but at least he's pro-America, pro-free market, and now he's pro-Trump, setting up a big TV radio network and starting to get big TV affiliates and everything, just like we're doing as well. It is just exciting. I mean, I want to have them so successful that I don't have to work 18 hours a day because I feel guilty in this fight if I don't, because we're nip and tuck here. We're on the verge of winning or losing everything, and when you really find out how crazy the enemy is, You realize how real this is. I'm going to go back to him in a moment. But when I described 2 years ago, whatever it was, I was at Main Event's the name. It's got video games and bowling and over by where the food's at and the bar's at. We were over there eating by the pool area, the little pool hall. And then literally these women came over in 1950s kind of grease outfits, had their hair done, duck's ass perfectly, everything. And we're actually hitting on my friend's wife, and she started laughing. And then Shane and I couldn't even really say anything because we started laughing, but it was like they were in a trance of delusion. They kept still walking around right in front of us like they wanted to fight. Maybe 110-pound women. Wearing blue jeans, white shirts, cigarettes rolled up under their shoulder. And it was so weird that they were saying stuff to us, and we couldn't even talk. We all started laughing. We were going to play pool. We just got done eating, and we'd already played bowling and video games and did some rock climbing. They also have that there. We just left. So you could say we got run off by two women dressed as men, but we didn't want a confrontation. Plus, it was so weird that they were so delusional that they thought they were going to, like, take our woman or something. It was just, it's just next level weirdness, folks. And just like Gavin McGinnis said earlier, if you understand that, you understand everything. Now let me just stop right there for a moment. Tell you how we fund ourselves. We have a whole line of Made in America t-shirts. We also have t-shirts made in Mexico. If you want to pay $5 less, I leave it up to you with whatever you want to do. But they come in a nice packaging, nice folded up, very, very soft fabric, very, very high quality. This is the newest shirt that I want to be our best seller that I personally wear around town now. It's my favorite shirt of all time. And it says, "Won't tread on me." And it's got the Gadsden snake just simply as the snake, very iconic, with Infowars.com in Dayglow yellow on the back and Infowars.com with the American flag on the right-hand shoulder. Now, it takes a lot of these, obviously, to be able to fund the operation. But what it's really about is spreading the word. But it's a designer T-shirt. A lot of our T-shirts are $9.95, but for the really soft fabric and the quality and Made in America and all the rest of it, it's $24.95. But that purchase funds our operation. We got the ball caps. We got all of it. We were selling stuff for 50% off the last 4 days. We have to stop because almost every shirt is sold out. You want to trigger globalists? Man, that is a lot of shirts hitting the streets. But on the average, we made about $3 because we had free shipping on the shirts as well. So you're selling shirts for $9.95. They cost you like $5-6. Then you do free shipping. I mean, you're losing money on some. So shirts are back to regular price, but this shirt had been sold out. It just came back in. What is the name of the shirt? I forget the name. There it is. "Won't Tread on Me" t-shirt. Oh, obviously, that's what it's called in the front. That's my favorite new shirt. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're extending free shipping store-wide on everything, but all those other specials on Supermel Vitality and all that, it basically is about to sell out, so we went back to regular price until more comes back in. Caveman is now 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula. Biome Defense, the amazing probiotic, is 50% off. And a lot of other things, but the older specials had to end, but we have some new specials that are only going for 2 days because we're so close to selling out Caveman, so close to selling out Biome Defense. And you're like, well, then why do the discount? I want you to try it and see how great it is. And we've got more coming in 2 weeks. But I'm still holding the price, even though it's set to sell out in the next 24 hours. Biome Defense, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have InfoWars store gift cards that are popular, that have 5-star reviews. That way you give friends and family that at Christmas, they come experience InfoWars and wake up. InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and check those out as well. Okay, he's with us till the end of the hour. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up in a moment. He's with CRTV, Gavin McGinnis, with his own daily transmission. It's so popular. Gavin, getting back to that story and then expanding, you had an example, you texted me during the break, of popular culture that is a metaphor for what you're getting into.
Well, yeah, there's this war on Apu right now, the East Indian gentleman who runs the Quickie Mart on The Simpsons. So there's a problem with Apu because that's a stereotype of an Indian. And if there's some Indian American comedian who says, you know, I was bullied as a young boy, they would do his accent and they made me feel uncomfortable. And you go, wait a minute. Indian Americans, not American Indians, but the brown ones, feather, dot, not feather, are the most successful ethnic group in America, way over whites. So if you want to talk about privilege in America, then Indian Americans fit the criteria more than white people and a bunch of other races.
Yeah, they're the 1% on average. They're the most successful of the Asian groups who sit six deep on top before you even get to whites.
And you go, that's good, by the way. I like that. I like Indians coming in here. They don't steal our jobs. They tend to create new businesses.
By the way, almost all the Indians I know are Trump supporters.
Yes, yes. They're not jihadists. Their religion blends nicely with Christianity. There's no sort of fifth column going on where they refuse to learn our laws or our language. They even get our humor. They even seem to get how to riff properly. So, great asset. But stop complaining and whining. You, groundskeeper Willie Seymour Pennants, by the way, they're from Scotland. I grew up with an accent, and I was bullied when I emigrated to Canada. And guess what I thought that was? Good. Because I was getting in with the guys. I was getting bullied around. We were becoming a group. It was like an initiation into Canada. And within a week, I lost the time. And I said, hey, how's it going, eh? Oh, Maggie Longclaws is pregnant. And I was right in with the group. It's called assimilation. Get over it, you pussies.
Of course you can have fat bastard as well if you like.
It's a fun accent. What? I don't think these people understand what we went through in the 70s. You would get an atomic wedgie for having glasses.
Well, that's part of the world, and the idea that some group's going to represent you and control all language so you don't get bullied. How about getting bullied by the thought police? Facebook told us, they said, don't even use the word tranny, even in a positive light, or you're just banned. And they're like, that is the God word. And once I don't use that, well, then now I can't use any word. And the truth is, I don't need to preface, I don't care what you're doing sexually. I'm a libertarian. But then I should be able to say whatever I want. I mean, look how it's ruining comedy. Everything's being ruined by this, by these really Nazi thought police.
And they're just throwing darts at a board when they decide who are these coveted groups. Trans? I remember trannies from the 90s. We used to go to this big gay rave called Black and Blue in Montreal because there's tons of chicks around, lots of faggots.
Of course, that's where all the hot chicks are.
Yeah, we would prey on these girls who were bored because no one was hitting on them and we didn't have any competition.
It is true that the wildest chicks are fag hags.
I married one. It's great. I highly recommend it. But I remember the trannies would be off in a corner and they were always on Special K or mess and they would vomit on the ground and slip in.
Exactly. Why are they always vomiting?
They would
vomiting?
Beat your ass, too. If you mess with a tranny, they'd pick out their shoes and they would hospitalize you.
Oh, what is it about trannies are always like the toughest dudes?
Yes, yeah, because they got to fight every day with all the lunatics that surround them. We have a lot in common with the old school tranny, come to think of it. We're both hardened brawlers.
And again, well, everything we just said is true. Everybody knows it who's ever been around. And then, but it's supposedly hateful to say that, you know, it was well known back in the day that if you went to a rave, there'd be a bunch of hot chicks, and then you could pick up three of them if you wanted to. I mean, I just read that once. I just read that. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
It's Alex Jones.
Gavin McGinnis is our guest. And then in the next hour, I intend to cover news up with the phones up, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, I don't need to sit here and preface this. I was not brought up to be racist. I was not brought up to be against people that were gay or straight or whatever. And to me, people's sexuality was like one aspect, like they played baseball or, you know, they were, you know, a carpenter or they were into music. It was just like, I'm not sexually obsessed, you know, unless it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm getting in bed with my wife or whatever. And then to just see this continued obsession with sex, 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 it's what perverts do. And then to just see everything territorialized and every racial or cultural group, and now they're saying math is racist, and, you know, years ago Halloween's racist, and then setting up Play-Doh and crayons for people at college that get upset when they see a pocket constitution. We all laugh at it, but mental illness is being induced on these people, and I think overwhelmingly, and a lot of documents show, by design. Gavin, what set this system up, this perpetual motion machine, and where does it really end? Because I asked you this earlier, and you kind of didn't get to it. What goes past, kind of like Spinal Tap, you know, 10, and why not just make it go to 10? Well, because it goes to 11. What's past 11? Now that they're dangerous, angry ex-girlfriend, what comes after that?
Riots in the streets. massive. I mean, we've already seen this. We got a taste of this when Trump was elected. They were delirious. They were attacking people in MAGA hats, attacking 50% of the population because they believed this narrative that they created themselves, that everyone who doesn't agree with them is Hitler. And they have no interest in hashing out the nuance there. It's black and white, and they have to fight. And these people have never been in a fight. They laugh at the cops. They shove cops. And you go, have you been out of your house before? Have you been outside before? You can't shove a cop, dummy. No matter what has happened, the most you can do is seethe and hope to get justice later. But I think it might be a genetically white trait, you know, this sort of self-debasement, this self-hatred. I was walking in my bar the other day, and I think people are starting to know who I am in my neighborhood. And so all the white people went, oh, my God, that's the guy, blah, blah, blah. And then there was two black guys at the end, and they just looked at me. They had no clue who I was. And I thought, these white people are sort of offended on behalf of gays, minorities, trans. But the gays, minorities, trans, the black people, they're not part of this thing. It's sort of like, let me give you another example. I work with this Russian guy, and I said, I saw this kid wearing a hammer and a sickle, and that must drive you nuts. You must hate that. So here I am getting mad on his behalf, and he looks at me and he goes, why would I give a crap about a hammer and a sickle? I'm so glad to be out of that place. If someone wants to wear a communist pin, good for them. I could not care less. And I thought, here I am mad at this person on his behalf, and he doesn't care. There's something about white people, affluent, middle-class white people, where we're just like, can I have your problems? I want to do your problems for you.
Well, isn't it that we got rid of Christianity and some of the extreme oppressive forms of it, and now the grandkids and children of very oppressive people that thought going to the bathroom was a sin, they now are just telling everybody else everything else is a sin, and they're basically the same kind of twisted Puritans that want to beat everybody over the head.
Exactly. Well, Jim Goad calls them church ladies. Paul Joseph Watson, great video out now called The Sexual Puritans. They didn't abandon Christianity. They just changed its name. And now their religion is atheism and telling people what to do and looking down at everyone. They're really like the Catholic Church way before we had all this sort of a 2.0 version. They want the Bible to be in Latin so the people can't read it. That's who they are. They're really these old school aristocrats, and they're un-American at the end of the day, because America was founded to get away from all that stuff.
So much is going on, so many questions. What do you think about Trump 11 months in? I mean, as his presidency, it appears, starts to become really successful, they go in an even more hysterical spiral, but maybe we're seeing signs of sanity. Don Brazil turning against him, a CNN host, Wolf Blitzer, many others, Chris Hayes turning against him, MSNBC, and now we see the real canary in the coal mine killing their ratings, you know, absolutely dedicated to going after Trump. Now Saturday Night Live comes out and says, blow up the whole party, they're evil, they're bad, get rid of them, Don Brazil's a hero. Is that an attempted makeover a few days late?
They're imploding, but will the implosion ever end? It's sort of like an Animal House where that guy's saying, everyone be calm, and everyone keeps running past them. I don't think that they'd even notice that they're on fire. They just keep getting nuttier and nuttier. And by the way, you ask where it ends? When Trump gets reelected, you thought 2008 was a meltdown. I mean, sorry, you thought last year was a meltdown. The next, after he wins in 3 years, you're going to see total and utter mania riding the streets, because they're going to get crazier and crazier as time goes on, because Trump keeps getting better and better. 800,000 jobs, Dow soaring, none of these controversies are true. All the racist hate crimes turn out to be hoaxes. The more they try to find problems with him, the more we realize what a great president is. And instead of them going, oh, geez, I guess I was wrong, they're incapable of that. So the crazy girlfriend just keeps going crazier and crazier and crazier.
That's the crazy thing about it, is that they never admit they're wrong. I mean, that's true insanity, and they just make up more and more fantastical lies, and they see, like, all of America as, like, a real Dungeons and Dragons game, and, like, Trump's the demon lord, and they've got to kill him, and you're like, dude, this isn't real.
That's not how, I mean, a scientist has a hypothesis, like, life needs light. So if something is in a totally dark place, there can't be light. And that was an accepted belief in science for decades. I'm going to say hundreds of years. And then they started finding life forms embedded within rock that had never seen the light of day, but they're alive. And what did scientists do? Did they have a meltdown? Did they have November 8th, we're going to scream at the sky? Did they smash windows? They went, oh, recalibrate. It turns out you can have light. You can't have life without light. That's what a scientist does. That's what any normal, intelligent person does. Intelligence is being wrong because you're improving. It's like lifting weights. You're tearing away at the muscles so they rebuild stronger. But these people can't be wrong, and that makes them dumber. And they just keep getting stupider and stupider. And you know, they go to college and they come out dumber than when they went in. They don't want to evolve. You know, I heard Sonny Johnson over at Breitbart, and she said, look, if a guy gets arrested, he's in the hood, he goes to jail, he shouldn't be allowed to have a gun again. And then this guy called her up and he goes, look, I'm a family man. I did my 2 years for having a legal gun, but my wife now can't have a gun in the house, and we live in the hood. And she goes, after she thinks about it for a while, she goes, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I changed my mind about that. You should, after you do your time, be able to buy a gun, especially if you're a dad in the hood. She's smarter now. She's evolved. But the left devolves, and that might be why they love Islam so much, because with all this inbreeding and the first cousins, they seem to be the only culture in the world that manages to go backwards in time and devolve.
It's true. Well, Gavin, pulling back from this, what's their ace in the hole? Because they have created a lot of really weak, dependent people that are so stupid, they don't know what's going on. Then you've got kind of the pseudo-intellectuals that believe they're the intellectual elite. That's why they're so upset at us, taking back control from them just for the sake of sanity. I think when you talk about them wanting to blow up the whole system to get back at reality, I think that's really their ace in the hole. And I think we better be ready to deal with them.
Hey, look, our ace in the hole is free speech and getting the word out that this isn't about trans kids and this isn't about refugees. This is about sabotage. The reason they're normaling pedophilia right now is not because they think children are sexual, just because they want to wreck stuff. They want to see Rome burn. They want to burn America to the ground, and they have no plan B. So we need to get the word out. As far as their strengths go, their strengths are that we tend to be weak. We haven't had a war in a long time. We tend to have gone soft. So when the crazy ex-girlfriend throws the brick through the window at your new job and the manager goes, sorry, buddy, you're too expensive to keep here. I got to keep replacing the glass. The employee just tends to go, yeah, okay, dum dum, walks out of the place like Eeyore or something and says, that's life. We just keep getting these people that are too easily intimidated.
You're absolutely right. We're out of time, but have you seen the footage of Mall of America yesterday when the knifing attack happened from the Somali? And it's like 95% women in burqas, and looks like just you're in Somali land.
It's like P. Diddy always said, mo Muslims, mo problems.
What's the left's plan with this? I mean, this is getting crazy.
Sabotage. Dude, if you found out that there was smallpox, if the left found out that Republicans were buying smallpox blankets, they would be thrilled. They would donate. If you had a fund that you said, I'm going to make smallpox blankets that say Trump on them, I guarantee you liberals would support that. They want us dead, as Ann Coulter said. They don't want to negotiate. They don't want to find middle ground. They want total and utter annihilation.
And the poor Somalis from their own wrecked country, they're the dynamite.
Dude, I've been to Israel. Muslims say in Israel, they go, we're happier here in Israel, living in Israel, than we are living on the other side of the wall. We're safer under Jewish rule than we are under Muslim rule. No one likes living with Muslims, not even Muslims.
But now they've gotten here and are politically correct. Now they do have the ethos to be Muslim. They finally found their pride with the left. Gavin McGinnis, thanks for joining us. Wow. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver.